how you feel about going up against Michigan State again after playing just this past week up there.
I'm excited about it, you know, after going up there and not performing best of our ability, you know, getting our crack at them. You know, we've beat them here, you know, about a month ago, and we know we can do it, and it's a neutral site up there, and I think we have some confidence from that game here, and how we can play against them. We need to, you know, do that and not do what we did last week.
What has to change from that performance?
Looking back on it, you know, obviously we didn't shoot it well. We didn't make a three that game. That's the thing that stood out to me, and personally myself, I didn't make a three. And but then our defense in the second half wasn't where it needed to be. We were right there at halftime, and I think down 5 or 6, and we were right there, and they went on a little run there in the second half, and they got the fans involved, and it was senior night, and we couldn't respond. And hopefully we can, you know, perform on both ends of the court and come out with a W.
Your last two trips to the Big Ten tournament, it just seemed like you guys kind of going through the motions. It feel different this time?
I think it does, yeah. You know, I love playing over there. I went over there a few times as a fan, and I love the tournament. It's a great environment, a great arena, and maybe a lot of fun, you know, stick around for a few days and, you know, play into the weekend. So I think we're going into the tournament, you know, expecting, you know, to win and play Friday and play forward after that. It's hopefully be a fun time.
Last year you were coming off a 35-point loss, I think. This year you're coming off a victory against the number 16. How much can that help you guys mentally?
You know, I hope it does. It's definitely different. Hopefully, you know, a little bit more confidence. You know, it's fresh in our minds, and you know, we can know we can beat, you know, high quality teams like that now. And we've known it all along, but now they'll actually go out and do it. You know, hopefully, you know, give you know, our young guys and, you know, all of our guys, you know, more confidence and against these high quality opponents that we're going to face.
How much of a challenge does Appling present after the game the other day?
You know, we gave him some confidence. Let him get going early. I think he had a couple of shots against our zone. We lost him, and then from there on, you know, he had a hot night, and that's something we can't let happen. But at the same time, you know, they have other guys that can do things as well, and Lucas and Green and the guys inside. You know, they have a lot of weapons, and but definitely we need to you know, focus on him from our last game and shut him down.
You're being considered by some as the dark horse of the tournament, like the team nobody really wants to play. How does that feel compared to, again, what Pat said last game?
You know, it's probably better than, you know, being a team that people want to play. I haven't heard that, though. I haven't really paying attention, but you know, maybe we're getting a little more respect, which is good. You know, knocking off Purdue, you know, you know, that's probably what comes with it. And but it's, now it's, you know, being consistent with that, and not, you know, like we played well against Michigan State a month ago, then the next game we went out and didn't play very well for the next week or so. And we just got to, you know, be consistent and play that high quality basketball.
You were like 10 or 11 when Iowa did that 4-game run, right? Under Coach Alford?
Yeah.
That? I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, I remember it a lot. I've been to a couple. I wasn't at that tournament when they won in 4 days, but I've been to a few of them, and it's a great time over there, especially for the fans. You know, if the team's winning, they can stick around and talk trash to their fans. You know, it's a good time.
Is it nice just in general to be going up against a different opponent this time as opposed to playing Michigan like you did the last the last 2 years for you?
Yeah. Has it been 3 years in a row that we did?
Yeah.
Before that? Well, that's odd, but you know, the last 2 years, you know, playing Michigan, you know, there was a chance maybe we could play them again. You're looking at it, they're four teams tied there, and I wanted to play a different team, but or, you know, you could look at it both ways, so you can never crack at them and beat them this time. But I think it's a good draw. You know, we look forward to playing Michigan State. You know, they're obviously a great opponent, but we know we can beat them.
Is this a surprise to you to see them in this position where they're playing in the first round after, you know, all the recent success that they've had the last few years?
I think the whole season has been a little bit of a surprise for them. You know, they're coming off a Final Four run. They were probably expected to, I think they're picked number 2 to start the season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anything can happen, you know, in this Big Ten season. You know, there's so many good teams. You know, it's a grind, and they went through some tough times, lost a player here and there, and but they're playing good basketball now. They've had some, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, they've been playing a lot better than they had been in the middle of the season, and we have to take them serious.
Hey, how about the honors that teammates Bryce and Melson both got yesterday? They were both named honorable mention.
Yeah, that's huge. You know, Mel is a freshman to be able to get that. You know, really happy for him, and then Bryce coming in here in his first year in this league. Both newcomers in this league to be able to do that in the first year, it's great, and it's good for the future and next year as we go forward.